This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We know that younger people are not buying cars like they used to, and some of the slack in the real estate market is also blamed on those young folks with their urban renter lifestyles. But according to a new study from the online real estate company Trulia, that diagnosis has a problem. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark reports from our Wealth and Poverty Desk.
Jed Kolko is the chief economist at Trulia, and he says when you look at the data,
18 to 34-year-olds today look about as likely to own a home as 18 to 34-year-olds 20 years ago.
If you knew there was an if, right?
We adjust for the big change in demographics.
Like the fact that young adults today are much less likely to be married or have kids. But the ones who are married with kids, they're buying homes at the same rates as they did in 1997. Kolko says there is a generation where homeownership really has declined, even once you adjust for demographics, middle-aged folks.
The 35 to 54-year-old group was more affected both by the housing bubble and the foreclosure crisis.
Amy Garish, a 36-year-old in Phoenix, went through foreclosure in the crash and then rented. It takes years once a foreclosure happens to even be considered for a home loan again.
Yeah, as soon as that date started coming up, we started looking.
And recently, she bought another home. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.